Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Ken, it seems to me that the United States seems to be more polarized now than it ever has been. Do you sense that?
Well, yes, I do. And it's an issue that I deal with because it's happened before. And I don't know how old you are, George, but that's fine. But I'm a baby boomer. And I was born 1945 to 1964.
I'm a boomer, too.
Okay, you're probably a boomer, too. Okay, we grew up at a time in the late 60s, 70s, and early 80s where it was hippies versus the establishment. True?
Yep.
Do you remember that?
I remember that era, sure.
Okay, do you remember Kent State?
I sure do.
Okay, well, Kent State, I remember it actually closed our school, and I went to a huge state school out in California. What was that all about? Why did we have hippies and establishment, and they were always fighting, and there were protests everywhere?
Well, it's primarily the Vietnam War that was, I think, the catalyst for this, but it just got out of control.
It probably didn't matter what it was, but it had to be something like that. And the reason for that was young people tend liberals, middle-aged people tend to be moderates, and older people tend to be conservatives. If you took the moderates out of the picture, like sent them away, and all you had was young liberals and older conservatives, you would have hippies and the establishment. What we have right now in the United States, and that was as a result, let's go back to the 60s, 70s, and early 80s again. You had no moderates because the moderates were born 1925 to 1944, and they were tiny. It was a tiny group.
Mm-hmm. They were not very vocal, were they?
But they were called to silence. And the net result was they couldn't buffer the rest of the population. What do we have now? We have a huge population of young people. In fact, in 2024, George, we're going to have 170 million people under 40 years old, or 40 years old and under. 170 million. We've never had that before. It's a huge group, and they're going to change our culture. The group in the middle currently now is Generation X, and Generation X, born 1965 to 1984, is a diminutive population. it's about 11 or 12% smaller than the baby boomers that are ahead of them, and maybe almost close to 20% smaller than the population right behind them called Generation Y Millennials.
And they'll all have cell phones, Ken, won't they?
Mm-hmm. And they have no buffer. So why are we fighting? We're fighting because we don't have moderates. We don't have a moderate population group to buffer the two groups. What is going to happen? What's going to happen is that the generation 40 years old and under, Generation Y Millennials and Generation Z, are going to age. And as they age, they're going to amass wealth. And as they amass wealth, they're not going to want to share it. And they become moderates and eventually become conservatives. So demographically, this thing is going to fix itself. We're fighting amongst ourselves right now, but that's going to go away.
Interesting. Now, you wrote an article recently called The Nation of Floridas. What is that all about?
Well, it's about us, George. It's about baby boomers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, keep in mind, baby boomers are currently 59 to 78 years old. There were, 80, you know, give or take, 80 million of us born. And yes, we've lost some, but we haven't lost many. We are going to be the largest group or the largest generation ever to retire and become seniors. And if you don't believe it, I live in South Florida. You can feel the ground shake in South Florida with the amount of construction that's going on. South Florida has a population right now of about 23 million.
Wow.
Best guess, I would say next 10 or 15 years, it's going to go to 35 million. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to afford to live there. But so what's happening is we are going to have the biggest group of senior people that the United States has ever had. And really for two reasons. One, it was the baby boomers were a big group when they were born. And two, the baby boomers don't have dying on their punch list. So what are they doing? The baby boomers, it is estimated that baby boomers have $100 trillion in assets. And that's stock and real estate and cash, whatever. $100 trillion. They have money, they have mass, and they have motivation. And the motivation is they don't want to die. So what's going to happen to the senior population in the United States? It's going to double. And there's no way around it.
Now, what does that mean to Social Security, Ken?
Well, thank God for the Latinos, because without somebody, without a critical mass of people paying in, and those people, I mean, if you look at our population, let's just break it down into three parts, not four parts. We have young people, we have middle-aged people, and we have seniors. If you don't have a good crop of middle-aged people that paying in to Social Security, then the people that are collecting it are going to have a problem. What do we have? We have a good crop. And that good crop was the population born 65 to 84 plus the Latinos, and we brought Latinos in by the tens of millions. So we're fine. It's not Social Security is secure.
That's a good thing, only because they're putting money into it.
Yeah, I know.
If you were going to start up a new company, what business would you go in, knowing the markets that are out there and the demographics?
Well, I tell you, I don't know where to start, and there's a reason for that. Well, first of all, everything healthcare. Remember, baby boomers, $100 trillion, money, motivation, it's who they are. And they are going to, I think we're going to beat cancer. I think we're going to beat heart disease. And I think we're going to do that because baby boomers are throwing money at that like you cannot believe. You don't believe me? Come to Florida and take a look. See what it's like to live with senior people. So, did I answer the question? What was your question?
Well, that was it. You got it.
So, what's going to happen is we're going to do everything senior. Everything senior, and it's going to be throughout the United States. And it, it's a it's an interesting phenomena. We're living longer. And I'm, you know, I've got a brother that's 86, and I tell him all the time, I say, you're my idol. I said, yeah, it's a, because every time I look at him, I think I have at least that long to live.
My mother's 94. She still drives.
Isn't that amazing?
She comes on the show every May when her birthday. She'll be 95 in May of next year. And, I mean, she seems to have more energy than most people. It's unbelievable.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
It's very cool. Listen, other, and I just want to give you some more good news because it's not all good news, but what products are going to do well? Who buys the most automobiles in the United States? Men between 40 and 45 years old.
That's the key demographic.
Population, and right now, the population of men that are 40 to 45 years old is a small population. It's Generation X. It will be the largest generation ever born in the United States, and that's Generation Y millennials at 88 million. And they're augmented by Latinos.
Now, when will that happen?
That's going to happen effective in about a year or so.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Yeah, no, it's very, very good. And on top of that, I can remember one time I had as a client, when I was in the marketing field, an organization that was very similar to Pearl, they sold eyeglasses. And who buys the most eyeglasses? Again, men and women, 40 to 45.
That's
and it's
right.
Because something happens to their eyes called presbyopia, and they need to get glasses.
Readers, as we call them, right?
Yeah. Well, baby boomers drove that business for years. But now it's slowed down significantly. But guess what's going to happen? Now you have Generation Y and Generation Z that are headed right for that market. But that's not even the best of it. The best of what's happening right now is housing. We are 25 million housing units short of our needs. So do we have are houses going to sell? Yes, of course they're going to sell. Do we have a shortage? Yes, of course we have a shortage. And are they you know, is money tight? Is interest high? Yeah, all of that. I've heard all of that. I think I paid 20% for a mortgage at one time when I first bought a house. But what is going to sell right now, George, is multifamily. And you can't believe how creative people are getting with multifamily. And then once that takes hold and once the new generation starts earning money, and they will because they're really just finding their way into the labor force. It's all good for the United States. Housing is the economy. The economy is housing.
I'm seeing multi-apartments going up all over the place here in the Midwest. All over the place, Ken.
Now, are they one or two bedroom?
I don't know. I've never went in to look at one. But
this is the thing that makes me crazy, George, because if you... they were building apartments here in a small town in Connecticut, and they were scheduled to be two bedroom, and they made them cut it back to one bedroom. Why? Because you have to have two bedrooms if a young couple is going to have kids.
That's right.
And so storage and everything else. Yeah, what you've done is you've kind of guaranteed that they're not going to have kids. That's why housing is such an important issue right now. I spoke to manufactured housing, six, 8 months ago, and it's amazing what they're building now. They don't look like mobile homes anymore. They're attractive. You can buy one for $100,000, which is actually cheap today, and put it on a lot.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, absolutely. Now, fertility rates around the planet have dropped over the last 50 years, as you said. Is it a medical condition or is it done by design?
Well, there's a couple of theories. This is not all good news, George. One of the issues is, you know, what's a third of the content of the internet? It's sexual context.
I wouldn't know that.
Well, it is. It's okay. A third.
I'll trust you.
And how is that supported? Well, it's supported essentially by men. And men that have can turn to science or turn to their computers for a relationship. Computers don't have babies. And I'm not kidding, because as technology spreads across the world, we see the fertility of the destination drops like a stone.
That's dramatic. That's bizarre, too, isn't it?
Well, when you think about it, kids 8, 9 years old on their phones, what are they watching? What are they learning about being a wife or being a husband? What are they learning about relationships? And it's awful. And you won't hear any politicians talking about it, not any at all. And the level of addiction with kids is, it's above 50%.
That's
huge. Above, and essentially for men in general, it's above 50%.
I remember the stories you would tell us about the motorcycle industry and how they missed the mark on so many things. I mean, will that ever come back?
Yeah. Well, it yes and no.
That's how you started, right?
Yeah, well, that's, we had 140 American Honda motorcycle dealers as clients. And we had every Honda dealer from the tip of Maine to Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C. And in 1986, we ran, a lot of advertising for all these dealers. And I'll get a call from Honda in California, and they said, Ken, did you run the ads? And we said, yeah. And they said, well, Kawasaki, Suzuki, and Yamaha all have exactly the same problem, so it's not us. And they said, and this awful bike made in the United States called Harley-Davidson, leaks oil, weighs 1,000 pounds, is selling like crazy. What's going on? And what was going on was baby boomers left the market. We sold motorcycles to men 16 to 24 years old. That was it. 16, 24, 25, they sold the bike, got a ring, got married.
They grow out of that age. That's it. They're gone.
And they were gone. Yeah, truly. So what happened was then Harley took over and had a a good run for another 20 years. But now the baby boomers have grown out of Harley, and Harley is tanking. Whenever the baby boomers leave a market, it's death. When they go into a market, it's amazing. And you're going to find the exact same thing happening with Generation Y millennials, because instead of the baby boomers were about 78 to 80 million, the millennials are 88 million. And it's a monster generation. Yes, they're entering the labor force late, and they're having babies late, they're marrying late, but they're going to do all those things. And so you're going to watch the economy of the United States is going to be fine. It's going to be absolutely fine.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com. or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.